we've always liked sort of interacting with the people that are interested in our music and like coming to the shows. Like, and we kind of like knowing who they are and what they're interested in. And I think, you know, whether it was like, you know, MySpace or Facebook or Twitter, and then like moving on to Instagram and TikTok, it's like, for us, they're all just tools to tell a story. And I think that's what we are. We're storytellers, you know, when it comes to the songs that we write and the performances that we put on and the people we bring on tour. It's like we're all kind of like crafting a narrative as to like, you know, what we stand for, what we care about, what we're interested in. And, you know, I think like something like TikTok, you know, when that came around a year and a half ago, you have to sort of reframe how you're thinking about that medium, but it's still the same fundamental idea, which is just like, you know, how do you tell a story? How do you kind of get people to understand, you know, what you're doing and what you care about?
Talking about MySpace, who managed your original MySpace page? Like, did you have one? What did it look like? What was the songs that automatically played on it?
Oh, good question. I mean, it would have been, yeah, it would have been me, because I think I've always been the person in charge of the social media accounts. And, yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of politics, like who's in our top eight. There's probably some combination of our favorite bands and then like a couple friends or something like that. But the top eight, yeah, you have to put some real thought into that.